Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hold on.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
We've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
There you go.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wiretap. I am here to represent Eisenacher Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you're not dying fast enough. So we now have Eisenacher suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Computube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That they do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Eisenacher suicide pod. Thank you.
Hello, Freedomizers.
I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
morning.
All right, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday. I wasn't here yesterday, so this is the day we start our broadcasting for the week. Now, Leslie will be joining us here in just a second, and if you have anything you want to go over, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Leslie in here. Leslie, welcome in.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Of course I can.
All right. Well, you know, I'm without my headset, so it's just me and the computer tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
And then that will be tomorrow because I need to there's something that I have to do, and I it has to be at that time, and I'm going to miss the show tomorrow.
You know, I think it's going to be really interesting. I grew up in a really, really, really small town in Texas. And when I was in sixth grade, you know, I started junior high, we had this young science teacher. He was 26 at the time. And, you know, he was there the years I was in junior high, and then he moved to high school around the same time that I went to high school. So he was my teacher for a variety of subjects, because when you have a really small school, you know, your English teacher can also be your Spanish teacher or teach civics or history or whatever. And I reconnected with him today, actually, and we had a really nice conversation. So he's going to come on tomorrow. So I'm not quite sure where his level of education ended, but he may be, I don't know if he is the doctorate level or master's. I know he was teaching in a college in Arkansas for a while, and he's always been his views on things are pretty interesting. So I think it's going to be a fun show. I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Of course. You know, I'm really excited about being back this week. You know, I was gone last week. And, of course, with yesterday being 4th of July, with it being forced Chinese labor camp firework day, I mean, how else could you celebrate freedom in this country than to blow stuff up and cause problems for people with PTSD? I mean, America. Let's blow our money we borrowed from the Chinese on stuff we bought from the Chinese to just blow up. Anyway, I could really go on about that for a while, but
Yeah, anyway. I am not a firework person one bit.
You know, I'm not either. I have PTSD, and so do many of our returning soldiers. They have PTSD, and to add insult to injury, a great number of them are homeless. So not only are they homeless, but they have PTSD. It's like adding insult to injury with the grand displays of things we blow up in the air instead of taking care of our service members. But, you know, that's my opinion. Seeing homeless veterans really hurts my heart. A lot of them join the military because the promise of something better, the promise of something new, promise of a better life than what they had. And for some, it's an amazing life, and it gives them a life of travel and order. A lot of them come from disorganized lives, or quite a few of them do. It's a sense of stability and brotherhood and family. There's some people that don't have a family. However, when you're wounded or you have a problem, they want to forget you. Our country isn't, takes a lot more than waving a flag and blowing stuff up to be patriotic. Speaking of blowing things up, it's probably too soon, but did you hear about the Highland Park shooter?
Of course I did.
In nothing other than a gun-free zone? Or was it
Chicago, yes.
Yeah.
But they're going to blame Trump for that.
Oh, okay. You know,
they tried to spin it just like they always do, where they took a picture of somebody that looked almost like, I wouldn't even say almost, but they tried to say it was him.
Nice.
Holding a Trump flag, but he's been seen in pictures wearing dresses, wearing makeup, talking about how he's non-binary,
face tattoos,
and that's not what conservative 18-year-olds would do. And once again, surprise, surprise, he was on the FBI watch list with those other kids last month, and he was on there for a while. And he drew pictures while in school last year talking about how he's going to blow people up and stuff. And once again, the FBI just is aware of what he's going to do, and they let him do it.
Well, you know, it seems like they've got their hands full, with activists and getting their fair share of FBI and, you know, I mean, they have a lot of other things to do than prevent a preventable situation. Let me guess, without knowing anything about this guy or however this one chooses to be identified, I'm still too old to really get the hang of gender being an identity, not an assignment. But let me guess. Probably didn't have a strong father figure. Good chance he was on psychotropic meds. Probably an SSRI or speed, legal speed, otherwise known as Adderall or Ritalin. Not a strong father figure on medications. Probably white and spent a lot of time on the internet. Seems to check all the boxes. In Chicago, where there's, you know, I wonder why those no guns strictly enforced signs didn't work.
Yeah, they should have used more signs like they do on the south side, where 50 black people die every weekend.
You know what? I think what the problem is not that we have a gun problem. We don't have enough signs.
Hmm.
Has anyone brought that up?
No, probably not.
Well, you know what? Today is the day for that. We need more signs. We need more signs. I'm pretty sure there should be a budget allocated of probably like $1.2 billion to create more gun-free zone signs. I mean, anything less than it would just be silly. But, you know, we don't have a gun problem. We just don't have enough signs.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the shooter could
read. People to read them, so you would have to put them in emojis.
You know, that's an astute observation, my friend. I have to agree with you on that. Perhaps if this was written in emojis, that would target the demographic of the people that tend to do these shootings. Yeah? Yeah? So I guess instead of having it in maybe multiple languages, which of course it absolutely should be in multiple languages, we should also have it in emojis and, yeah. Yeah, why not? Modern problems require modern solutions.
But I just can't grasp the concept of every single time, like 100% of the time, they will tell you right off the bat that it's some Trump supporter, and they're just hoping so bad. But it's all the same people over and over, where the FBI just indoctrinates 18-year-olds, and no 18-year-old is going to be taught to be a Republican, basically.
You know...
And besides, I don't care if it's 20,000 liberals that do stuff in 10 years. If there's one person that's not a liberal, that doesn't mean the world ends.
Are you sure?
It didn't end for their 20,000 tries.
Well, I really don't know what to say. I can't help but think that if maybe, maybe this one was addressed by the wrong pronouns, felt marginalized.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume this one felt marginalized maybe all of his life, didn't have a strong parent. But, you know, you don't have to have two strong parents to grow up and be sane. You know, if you notice, you don't see these black kids out doing stuff like this. Not up shooting up kindergartens and whatnot. That stuff
right. Does
not happen.
Their mama. That doesn't fit the narrative. There was that kid a few months ago that went to a kindergarten or shot up some kids in school in Texas, and they let him get right out because it didn't fit the narrative.
Yeah. Well, you know. I love my black friends. I love them dearly, very much so. But I know their mama wouldn't let them. You know, they may not have all had dads. Not all of them did.
Mm-hmm.
But their mama would have taken the shoe off and would have probably put the fear of God within them. And, you know, you just, you don't hear about it. It's usually these privileged white males with a grudge. This one was cross-dressing. We currently, our country allows a chemical fertilizer called atrazine. It's still allowed in the United States. It's been banned in the European Union. But it does cause frogs, male frogs, to create ovaries in their gonads. Now, I do not have gonads, nor will I say that I know much about them, other than if you kick them on somebody that has them, they're in a substantial amount of pain. That's all I know. I would think that developing ovaries in your gonads would be, or eggs in your gonads would probably be painful. As
you mean
a person,
your kumquats?
Yeah, in your kumquats. Yeah. Yeah. So as a person, I'm assigned female, identify female. I am biologically female. I have ovaries. And sometimes my ovaries
Are we still allowed to say things like that?
You know what? I don't care.
Oh.
You know, I live on the edge sometimes, you know? YOLO. YOLO, my friend.
YOLO.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So probably not. I'm probably offending an entire generation of...
Yeah, there's a bunch of soy boys out there that are...
Yeah, it's kind of sad. You know, look, these generations were the most over-vaccinated and over-medicated country in the world. You know, you look at these kids, they're gender confused. Of course they are. They've had like 70 injections. Half of them contain, you know, I would say that a good third of them contain DNA from aborted fetal tissue. A good third of them contain DNA from a male aborted fetal tissue. There's a percentage that contains tissue from dogs, hamsters, chickens, I mean, insects. So now there's this furry thing going on with the kids. And I know the furry thing has been around for a while, but not within the kid population. Not where these kids are identifying as cats or dogs or hamsters or whatever they do.
Yeah, they could identify as a baseball now.
Well, okay. That seems about right. I just, you know, when you're messing with the immune system, you're messing with the body as it is, pumping these children full of chemicals, other people's DNA, it's incomplete DNA, which means that it can be, and it's been found in a large number of children, to be incorporated into someone's DNA. It's a chimerism, you know. I probably said the word wrong because I know it because I read. And I don't always read things the way they're pronounced properly. But it does. It creates hybrid humans. I mean, if you've ever been subjected to any of the injections anywhere at any time, you've got some DNA from someone else. And that's kind of a big deal.
So I was going to go ahead and switch the topic, but if you're still going, I'll wait.
Go for it. Absolutely.
So I picked up another project over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry, I was hiccuping. Otherwise, I would have kept talking. So now I have a radio show that's not on Freedomizer Radio. It's it's a 1 hour music show.
This sounds like perfect for you. Absolutely perfect for you.
So because Block Talk Radio, we don't have the permissions to play the songs and all that. There's a gentleman that runs a bunch of radio stations across the U.S. and Canada that listens to the show. And I made him a demo of what I would like to do on a radio show, on a weekly show. And I made a sample, and they liked it a lot.
You know, I think it's perfect for you. I really do.
So as soon as I know when it's on and what stations it's on, I will let everybody know.
You know, I think this is really exciting. You know, I was listening to Blur, you know, a band from the 90s.
Yes, I definitely know who Blur is, I promise.
Yes, of course. I know the song too,
Girls and Boys, There's No Other Way, a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, This Is a Low is one of my absolute favorites, Miss
what
America.
Song?
This Is a Low.
Okay.
But you know, of course, it's Damon Albarn, and he went on to create the Gorillaz, and they are
right.
I love the Gorillaz. That was my number one played band last year on Spotify, was the Gorillaz.
Okay. I think they have some new stuff out, like within the last 2 weeks.
They probably do. I have the Gorillaz app on my phone, I think. But yeah, This Is a Low is really good. And there's another one, I was listening to it, and the lyrics came at just the right time. I think. Yeah, I had Leisure and Park Life. Oh, gosh.
Park
you know,
Life,
I did,
yes, that was the album, yes.
Yeah. The song Tinder. It was off of 13.
Okay.
And it's really good. It's just really good. There you go. There's some more music right there. This whole era of music is one of my absolute favorites. The Spiral Carpets and Catherine Wheel. And
did you say Catherine Wheel?
I did.
Okay, I got to know what song you were thinking of here.
Let me see. Either Black Metallic or I Want to Touch You. I Want to Touch You is my favorite because the way the song starts out.
Judy Staring at the Sun is my favorite of theirs.
Okay. I have that CD.
So do I.
Very cool. Yeah.
And Way Down, I think, is on there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, that the whole generation is, you know what, that was just a really good time in music.
So let me share with the audience what I ended up signing up for on Friday. And then I made the demo over the weekend, and they listened to it today, and they think it's A-plus material. Not to not trying to toot my own horn here, but they liked it a lot.
Of course they did. You love music.
So I'm doing a one-hour show now with lesser-known hits, one-hit wonders that were not popular, and hidden gems. So songs that you don't hear on the radio now, you might have heard them when they were released as singles, but I want to bring attention to all those songs that you probably forgot about. So, and I have a theme each week. So this week, the theme was that every song had to be on the Hot 100 Billboard chart, but not make the top 40.
Oh, fun. Well, at some point you can do songs featured on Beavis and Butthead. You could do the whale song. And,
I have that ready to go, but I do different themes.
Yeah. How fun. That sounds really, really fun. It sounds really fun. I can't wait to listen to it.
Same here. So it's an hour. I was able to get 11 songs in, and I spent about 90 seconds to 2 minutes on the backstory, and then just went through 11 songs.
That sounds amazing. It really sounds like...
Honestly, if you want to hear it, I could email you. It's in three parts, though, because it's too big of a file. So just email me later, and I will do that.
Okay.
Yeah, message or email me, and just make sure I have your email, and I'll email it to you.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's my new project, and as much as I would love to play it on here, I am not allowed to play that type of stuff on this particular format.
You know who you're going to be able to play in about 7 years? Richie Valens.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
I'm not really a La Bamba fan.
Not my Richie. Oh my gosh, one of my very best friends' mom was from Mexico. So I probably watched La Bamba, I don't know, I'd say a good 200-300 times at her house. Her dad loved Cheech and Chong. So between Up in Smoke and La Bamba, I've watched them all way too many times. But you know Buddy Holly, you know.
And the Big Bopper, they were all in the same airplane.
Yeah, they were. Richie Valens is only 17, which always that blows my mind how young he was.
And Buddy Holly wasn't that old either.
No, he wasn't. But he'll be common license in a few years.
Well, if they died in the same airplane, then that would be at the same time.
Well, yeah, February 3rd, 1959.
Okay.
Wow. He was born September 7th, 1936. If he were alive, he'd be very old. Wow,
what's that?
One night I was with, you know, the Buddy Holly song by Weezer. My girls are always making fun of Weezer. So it was Kate, my middle daughter, and Zoe, my oldest. and we were in a hotel room. We had just gone to my friend's funeral. And I'm laying there trying to go to sleep, and they will not be quiet. And there is like a spider on the ceiling. And they were talking about how to get rid of the spider. And then one of my kids said something about maybe we should just play Weezer and it'll run out the room. And then I just started singing Buddy Holly. Just a random memory here, but instead of telling them to be quiet, I just started singing, and that got them settled on down right there. I don't think they wanted to hear me sing anymore. Oh. Mom, you scared this. I like
that.
Yeah,
so anyway, I'll keep everybody up to date on when they can see my new show. Uh-oh. All right, she dropped. I'll go ahead and take a timeout real quick here. All right, we'll be right back.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. you get 8% of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Had to readjust her phone, and we are definitely here. So, Leslie, did you watch this week's Broccoli Man episode yet?
I have not watched this week's Broccoli Man episode.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Life's been a little on the interesting side lately. So, you know, it's not as predictable as it has been. Otherwise, I would have watched.
Hmm. Do you need the link?
Yes. Yes. Ma'am. Get in here. Okay, is it the one you sent about G. Lobelist gives Broccoli Man trouble?
Yes.
Okay, let me start it and see if I'm going to have to listen to a ad.
All right.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, you ready? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so we'll count it down. All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
How many bloody times did I have to tell you, green dude? Since you have refused my good offers, then perhaps, gee, Globalist can knock some sense in you, sir.
Never.
How dare you embarrass me in front of my employer, green dude? You are a buzzkill, a biasnitch, and a something ducker for real.
Okay, Mr. Broccoli. You have declined every single thing that I have requested. I wanted to assassinate you, but Mr. Wiretap insists that he would like to work with you. I am willing to give you another opportunity to get on board with our agenda.
That is a very hard pass. I always work on the side of freedom.
You may shut your front door now. You are putting me to sleep by talking. I only want to hear yes out of you. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? If you have any gripes, I can schedule an appointment so you can blackbird to my codpiece.
I tried to warn you, green dude. Now is your day of reckoning.
We're glad you decided to come in here today.
Your goons grabbed me while I was taking my trash out to the curb.
Honestly, I do not care how you got here. I just care you came willingly. Now, let's get that Lysnica microchip implant under your skin. If we can do that today, we can roll out our agenda to microchip every single person on the planet without much fight.
That's right, green dude. We need to know where you are at all times. I must also know the exact temperature of your delicious kumquats at every waking minute in real time, sir.
I double dare you to try me.
That's it, Green Dude. I'm telling Mark Summers to present me the physical challenge, Green Dude. You are a something lucker for realities. I hope he allows me to play badminton with your shuttlecock.
Perhaps, Mr. Broccoli, I have not made myself clear. You are going to shut your front door like your life depends on it. The only words you are permitted to say is yes, sir. Do you understand enough English to comprehend that? Or do you need sign language?
We cannot stand you 99% pieces of excrement that breathe our air, use our petrol, and eat our foods. You don't have to work for the 99% Green Dude. You can work for us instead. All you need to do is go through the TS naked body scanner. Let me verify your kumquats are not hiding any weaponry or valuables, and get you a Lysnicker Freedom microchip. We think you'll enjoy working here, sir.
Okay, Mr. Broccoli. Do we have a yes, sir? If so, I can place you on our payroll and then we can send Aunt Tifa to Freedomizer Radio and blow up their building just like they are a food processing plant. Now we will no longer have to execute you for being against our syndicate. Then we could start sending the 99% useless eaters out to the FEMA camps.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog. I am not a sellout.
Me? Broccoli, then you leave me no choice. Look behind you right away.
Good thing I always wear my bulletproof vest and leg guards. My helmet is even bulletproof.
You biznitch. Just for that you are coming with me right this instant. We are going to keep you in a prison cell above a shark tank, sir. You shall stay there for 7 days with no liquids or food. Should you need to tinkle, you must do so right into the shark tank, sir. After the 7 days are up, we shall demand you again to join our crime syndicate. You must pledge allegiance to our flag and handle all of our demands. We can tell your employer we have you in captivity and tell them we got a Yahtzee, Green Dude.
Okay, wire it up. Let's get that yacht out of my eyesight. We need him to consider his demise if he refuses to sell out. We need to get his gene therapist ready so he will be ready to comply to our demands.
We must also remove all of his uniform and mail it back to his employer. And then we can finally get to see his junk. And we need to get the bloody scam on that face.
Yes. Like that is going to happen.
Shut up, Biasnitch. A dumb deedly ding dong bloody bean dumb told you, Green Dude. You need to stop embarrassing me in front of my employer. You already embarrass us by supporting MAGA.
Okay, wire it up. Take Mr. Broccoli to his prison cell and we can get him ready for execution in 7 days. Make sure you get someone in our mailroom to mail his uniform back to the inferior superhero syndicate.
Also, per the new state law, he is required to have a drag queen story time twice a day until he is placed in a Lysnicker suicide pod.
I'm so stinking tired of these regulations. Okay, no matter. We just need to make sure he is just like Jeffrey Epstein and Phil Maxwell. And he did not kill himself.
Yes, sir. We do not want him to commit suicide just like Vince Foster in the 1990s. After he had his affair with Kiori, he killed himself by chopping himself up and putting himself in a duffel bag. He then zipped up the duffel bag and was able to run while chopped up for at least 30 miles. Then he must have ran out of air. The coroner and the courts ruled it a suicide.
That reminds me. We need to call Democrat operatives to smear Mr. Broccoli's name after he commits suicide next week by eating too many organic foods. We can then get the American public to stop buying organic food and they will start eating bugs and drinking water straight from the sewer. We need the 99% to start eating MC GMO and other soy-based trash.
You really think that is going to happen? I can out you and I can outfight you.
If you are going to run, Green Dude, we have to obey the laws of the great Leonard Skinner. He shall be given 3 steps. Not 1 step more. Not 1 step less. Everything else is fair game. Then when I catch you, and I will get to reach into those dungarees and have my way with a couple of large delicious kumquats. then I get to run my hands through that long flowing mane. This is the greatest day of my life.
Three steps in not to lure you, simpleton. It is a dumb song made by malcontents that have not earned billions like myself.
I am going to allow the rules of the liberal world order, sir. Besides, how far can he go? We have every weapon known to man. Plus he supports MAGA, which means he is a complete dilt. I so cannot wait to get into Green Dude's underoos.
Yup, he completely vanished. He disappeared. This is your fault. How did he get away?
Hey everyone. I am in a hurry right now. I cannot talk much until I get out of here. Please check out the Proof Negative Radio Show. Weeknights at 9 to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. FreedomizerRadio.com. Learn about these globalists who are trying to get rid of all humans, animals, and all life on Earth. That is FreedomizerRadio.com.
We need to make sure he is captured and then he immediately kills himself. Make sure he is in handcuffs in front of him, and he shoots himself behind his back and then stuck on a meat hook in a processing plant freezer. Get a suicide note out of our vault and we can present that to the local authorities. Then just like Jeffrey Epstein, everyone will believe he killed himself.
Alright, I hope that was okay.
I loved it. The Lynyrd Skynyrd reference was kind of funny.
Yeah, you're like, wait, so what song is he going to use in here? And then we bust that out.
Oh, I always love these. I love the hidden song references.
I like that all of a sudden the normal, I can't make him call him a biznitch, so he calls him a biznitch.
Oh, wow. Oh, goodness. Speaking of Biznich, what's the latest thing Biznich then, or Biden has bungled?
Did he even do anything this weekend other than his wife told him to say One Nation Under God on stage? Now, that's it. I mean, that's kind of boring.
You know, the me from 5 or 10 years ago would have thought he was, no. The me from even 10 years ago, well, I was pro-vaccine then. You know, it took that horrible accident with the tetanus shot and my spiraling health afterwards to make me learn. But this is sad. I mean, we have people now having to choose between gas and food, and we've always had a subset of our population that's like that. But inflation is insane. I just spent $2. I drink coconut. I use coconut milk yogurt. You know, it's okay. Like milk yogurt, cow milk yogurt, really. I can't really eat that. So I get coconut milk yogurt, and it's insane. Like what I'm paying just for coconut milk yogurt to mix with some, you know, pre-packaged oatmeal, you know. I eat that a lot for breakfast. Just what I'm paying in yogurt alone is pretty close to what I would pay for tuition for my oldest child. And it's insane. Everything it costs more. And, you know, I looked to see what the value of my car was, and it's worth a good $5,000 more than what we gave for it. It reminded me of the situation that you all had, you know, where you were able to make a little money and buy a car without payment. You know, it's crazy. It's as if this were all planned and manipulated by someone. I don't want to name names. Maybe someone plans this to make us more dependent on, you know, meat scarcity. Oh, look, Bill Gates has got a solution. Baby formula shortage. Oh, look, Bill Gates has got a replacement milk. Oh, look. What's his next trick? What's his next party trick? Not a fan of his.
So you got to see this article I just sent you.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We are living in idiocracy right now.
Yeah, so for those of you waiting with bated breath here, so there's a state senator in Rhode Island that is trying a different way to get people to vote for them, for her. Normally,
I mean,
people like to share the issues, and they like to talk about what they're going to do to make things better. But not in this case. What we're seeing is State Senator Tiara Mack went to the beach and twerked upside down in a string bikini on TikTok. So she's asking for votes while she's upside down shaking her group thing.
Well, that's not how you gain respect, number one.
Well, maybe that's how you get votes. I don't know. When you don't have any issues to discuss, then you got to go to the lowest common denominator, because I bet you Tiara Mack can't do one thing that she would be proud of to tell her voters what she's going to do for them, or I should say to them.
Good grief. She does not know. No, you know what? Twerking. You know what? That was a fad that never should have been. Okay? We'll start there. Second, how is this advancing her career? Does she just want to be seen as a twerk freak? Because how is it
Well, if it helps you get reelected, I guess maybe the money's good enough, and she wears her bikini like that so the lobbyists can put dollar bills up in the string.
Well,
Well, they're whores anyway, so I guess you may as well dress them.
Yeah, they are. They really are. I mean, most, yeah, they sure are.
So you could either talk about all the good stuff that you could do for your community, or you do this, because if that's the best that Tiara Mack can offer, I don't know how many people would vote for that.
You know, we've got there's a post right here with a comment on Twitter. It says, I'm not a conservative and I'm disappointed. You know what? I can understand how the women that have fought hard to advance women's rights could see this as something awful. I do. I mean, I don't have a problem with what you do in your personal life. There was a state senator in Nevada a few years back that got elected, and she was a stripper. You know what? It was legal money. She made a lot. It paid her way to college. But she wasn't doing any of those moves to get the vote. This woman who should stick to the dresses. But, you know, there's a time and a place for certain things, and I don't think the internet is the place for this if you want people to take you seriously. All right, this is a little much. I agree with this tweet. I like when we have a standard of decorum that we want our people to rise to. This is not a standard of decorum. If my kids were doing this, I hope she makes this uncool. How about that? Like, ew, yuck. That's really gross. Maybe she'll make it uncool.
Like I said, if that's the best that you can offer, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it really is.
So she also sponsored a bill recently because she is the current the Democrat state senator, so she's the incumbent. So she also sponsored a bill teaching kids queer, inclusive, pleasure-based sex ed, and that goes for all grades in Rhode Island.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Just going to have to throw a no on that.
I wish we could have Tiana Mack on the show. I want to hear what her policies are other than being woke. Bet you she has
none.
She on
Twitter? Let's see. Let's see if we can find her on Twitter.
Go ahead.
Message her.
Oh, I thought you were doing it. Okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm on. Now, of course, I would be messaging through Texas Medical Freedom Alliance, which I have been managing this page for about 5 years. As the president of Texas Medical Freedom Alliance, he is one of my favorite people in the whole world. I absolutely adore Sheila Ely. And, she's, I've been doing the Twitter. Oh, Pfizer's trending.
Oh.
Ooh.
Tell me
this
more.
This is interesting. Is Pfizer stock a buy or a sell as its COVID vaccine faces a new lawsuit? Hey, I love this stuff. It's been a while since I've watched High Wire with Del Bigtree. No, I really think that having stock in something like this, even if you make a lot of money, I think it's cursed money, it's blood money, and I really, I really would hate for somebody to invest in something that causes nothing but genocide. Oh, well, German biotech CureVac sued BioNTech, and I keep getting all these pop-ups, so I will not be reading that. CureVac files a patent lawsuit in Germany against BioNTech over the mRNA technology. Wow. You know what? They use tax money for this stuff. I think there'd be better uses of tax money. How about just let the people decide what they want to do with it? And keep it. There's a patent lawsuit. Good. I hope they see them in the blue. I hope they
I'm here. Just stay home. I didn't know if you were working on something, so I was being patient.
No, I'm just here, just scanning things on the computer, which is kind of my life.
So in that case, we'll move on.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to skip that. Here's one I wanted to really get into tonight. So
Okay. Over
the weekend, two different singers who never in their life said that they were Trump supporters are now being vilified as right-wing extremists and transphobes.
Oh, darn. Who is it?
Macy Gray, who had one song back 20 years ago.
I loved her. Oh, my gosh, I loved Macy
she
Gray.
She said that just because you go to the hospital and get your stuff cut off doesn't make you a woman. So now she's a right-wing extremist and a transphobe, and you're not going to believe the other one, who has hugely been in the news fighting with Donald Trump since 2016.
Oh, my goodness. Who is this?
Bette Midler is
what?
Now all of a sudden a right-wing extremist and a transphobe because she said something similar to that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I definitely have to read about this.
So just think, all those years fighting Trump and being for the liberal cause, you say, you say that you want to protect women's rights, and that's it. You're done.
Yeah,
I'll read her tweet. I'll read her tweet to the audience here.
Okay.
Women of the world, we are being stripped of our rights over our bodies, our lives, and even our name. They don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people or menstruators, and even people with vaginas. Don't let them erase you. Every human on earth owes you. So, obviously, she's a raging, unhinged leftist who remember she was telling people that she doesn't want people from Virginia seeing her shows because they don't support extreme late-term abortions. And she said all this mess about Governor Youngkin in Virginia just a few months ago.
Wow.
So now she's a right-wing extremist.
Okay, so don't fall for the anti-trans panic fake nonsense. No one is erasing women. Irish drag queen and gay rights activist Panty Bliss responded, in a few small healthcare cases where appropriate, they're using trans-inclusive language. That's all. You know, nothing like a good feminist quote from a drag queen named Panty Bliss. Sounds like a woman to me. Well, in the new data, Justin Trudeau started to panic as the fully vaccinated account for 9 out of every 10 COVID-19 deaths in Canada over the past month. 4 in every 5 were triple shots. Um, The unvaccinated is, I don't know, what, about 15% of the deaths? There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. The Pfizer stuff is going on. Kaiser Hospital stacks with vaccinated people entering. In fact, 23% are unvaccinated. I don't know. This looks admitted. 23% are unvaccinated. You know, it's Their criteria for the unvaccinated is someone that is after the second shot. So, you know, if they go have their first shot, they're still unvaccinated. If they have their second shot and have problems within 2 weeks, they're still unvaccinated. I guess it's normal now for young kids to have heart attacks and children to have seizures like crazy.
Well, it's normal if Satan's in charge and wants to rid the earth of people.
Let me see. Sweating more than usual and at night could be a sign of a heart attack. And snoring lead to heart failure. Study reveals watching less TV could cut your heart disease. Researchers warned that cold weather causes blood clots, flight delays, daylight saving time. I mean, gardeners, high risk of heart attacks, shoveling snow.
Didn't somebody say not getting your vaccines will also cause heart attacks?
Actually, not getting any of those shots really... So funny, the people that don't get the shots don't get...
Yeah, but they'll tell you that they do.
Oh, well, of course they will.
Okay, you're not going to believe this one. I want to share another article with you real quick, Leslie. I'm going to wait for you to actually see the article before I start talking, though. Are you having problems opening it?
Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, my internet's a little slow.
Okay, bye then.
Oh, my gosh. No. Oh, my gosh. You know, women can look that way, too, if they want. Mascot to a hippo or a river horse. Wow. You know, where does this stop?
All right, so let me read this to the audience because they're wondering what I'm even talking about here. So, George Washington University they recently fired the George Washington mascot. So this guy dresses up as a George Washington. at George Washington University. That sounds normal, right? Because he's essentially the guy that they named the school over.
Right.
However, they banned the mascot because he's not inclusive. He's not a black, gay, trans.
Well, there are some issues with that. Of all the things, he's not inclusive in sense. Of course, but nothing makes sense. We're in crazy, crazy liberal dystopia.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to wash my hands. But yeah, we're in like this crazy upside down world. Like, what the heck? When can we get off of this scary time? That seems insane. You know, if once history is erased, it will absolutely be repeated. So, you know, they want to erase George Washington because he's not transgender, I guess. Perhaps maybe they could replace him with the all-inclusive Baphomet, who is both male and female.
Yeah, and their mascot could be a drag queen storytime guy.
Sounds scary, but okay.
Well, that's what they want, right?
You know, I don't even know if they know what they want. And that's where it gets really... That's just where it gets really crazy. Because nobody wants this. But a few people. And just a few people. That's all it takes to cause problems for everyone. You know, instead of erasing history, maybe give a lesson on why that history is a thing. I mean, obviously George Washington was male and identified as such, as far as we know.
Yeah, they actually have said for the past few years, if you are a cisgender male, you're the enemy. And cisgender, for those out there that don't know, means that you're comfortable in your own skin. So if you're happy with your particular skin color and you happen to have kumquats, then you are the enemy. Because you're supposed to hate your body and you're supposed to want to change over.
You know, it's just going to get worse before it gets better. A lot of the people that have taken in, that have participated in this a lot of people that have, oh, look at that. School president says he died of natural causes.
Yeah, so football player for Alabama State, a sophomore linebacker, Awesome Harris, was found dead in his dorm room at the age of 21.
That's not okay. That's not natural. He had those shots. He's dead. You know... If you're not making the connection yet, if people aren't making the connection yet between the high death rate, all-cause mortality was up 430% last year. Huh. Wonder if something experimental happened.
That's a good question.
you know.
I'm reading Breitbart right now. I had this up earlier, but I clicked over to it right now. So according to a Monmouth poll today, only 10% of America believes that Brandon's America is heading in the right direction. Which means that 9 out of 10 Americans believe that we're going backwards as a society.
This is really awful.
So how they did this, they interviewed 31% Democrat, 43% Independent, and only 26% as Republicans. So they identified almost a third as Democrats. So Democrats are saying they don't like him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not himself anyway. I mean, he's, you know, I often wonder if he is just, you know, he's got such bad dementia. Deep fakes are not the hardest to make. I've watched videos about this.
Yeah, but 81 million people knew he had dementia, allegedly.
57% of Americans believe that the federal government policies have hurt their family when it comes to their most important concerns. You know, people really don't care about Russia right now. They probably care about eating, making it to work. A lot of people that commute 45 minutes.
Oh, making it work? Yes, you're right. That's what Americans believe in, making it work.
Making it work. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, only 8% of the government has helped them. You know, people are pretty predictable. They eat. They often drive vehicles to go to work or to go with their mama or visit their kids or go to the store or, you know, the person that delivers the things from the store to them also uses gas. The gas prices killing everyone, you know, it's just pretty rough. Wow. This is pretty, you know, just watching the country fall apart like this. I do think the Roe thing was created to create division. Because we have people voting for the Democrat that would work against the Roe versus Wade. I see that as being a crap. You know, it is a states' right issue. You know, that's not even a situation that I even like to talk about. You know, I had a friend of mine. She chose to give birth to a child that was severely, you know, he had CHARGE syndrome. Her husband was in the military and just gotten BioThrax when she got pregnant. And CHARGE syndrome shows up a bit in military wives. She gave birth to her son. She was told to abort. She didn't. She wanted to meet her son. So for 2 years, that baby remained on tubes, feeding tubes. She'd go visit him in the hospital and there would be fresh pokes on his arm. He was a science experiment until the day he died. Had heart attacks, seizures, strokes in his 2-year life. And I think about that, and if we have this sanctity of life that's so amazing, then the sanctity of his life, perhaps maybe he shouldn't have been a science project. So I do, my heart goes out to the very rare percentage of families facing something like that. Because, you know, if you know you're going to give birth to a science project, I'm not even going to say it. I know what I saw, and it broke my heart. But I do think that there are people that would have normally voted Republican or were on the fence that will vote against the Republicans on this. I just don't want to see this happen in Texas. I'll move. Pretty close to doing that anyway. Kind of fallen out of love with this state for a little while. But yeah, it's a really interesting article.
Sorry, while we're talking, I've been on graffiti cleanup here for the past pretty much all day.
Oh, okay.
So I can tell you what I have going on.
Yeah, go for it.
So because we run a nonprofit, of course, the
right.
Barefoot is legal.
Right.
Facebook has offered us a reward, if you will. If we have traction and traffic on our business page. So last month, we made about $450 from Spybook.
Well, that's interesting.
For our traffic. We had about 560,000 unique people that viewed our business page. We had comments. We had about 800 people join and hit the like button and subscribe to us, and a bunch of traffic. And so they are doing it again this month. I don't know if it's a regular thing now or if it is just a trial thing, but yeah, we made it might be $450 right on the nose. It's right around there. And this month, well, let me put it this way. There's a meme that I made 4 years ago.
Right.
Almost exactly to the day. And normally, because for whatever reason, this one particular post triggers those liberals, the commies that think that we're a comedy club for them.
Of course.
And so they will say whatever mess and think that they're funny because they think that if they tell us that I hope you step on glass or something, that will get them 10 minutes of stage time at the evening at the improv. They honestly believe that.
Oh, because we've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
Every year at this time, because they shared it 4 years ago, they get this thing on their timeline that says, hey, remember when you shared this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever?
Yeah.
And so a few days ago, this post had about 880,000 hits in traffic because I don't know why, but some of the troll groups love this particular post. But today alone had just over 400,000 hits by itself.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I hope they keep sharing.
Banning. I don't mind banning. They got one chance. So if they want to share it among themselves and then say, look at these stupid losers, then I could ban them. But I got 3, 4, 5 hits out of it. So, hey, they're helping fund us.
Yeah. You know, go ahead.
I got almost as many hits on this in the last 24 hours than I did for the whole last month. And last month wasn't terrible. So this starts up every 28th of the month is their billing date. So it's been a week, and so far, not including today's traffic, but including yesterday's, but not today's, we've earned $184 so far, not including today.
That's actually kind of good.
So we may have made $100 just by itself today, because this got a few hundred thousand just today alone in hits.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, so Facebook has offered as much as $30,000 a month if we can up our traffic.
Hey, you know what? The trolls can keep sharing.
I can't let them leave that graffiti on there though, so they could post it and
I ban it and
take it down. Because if I let all that trash stay up there, nobody's going to post. Because it's about integrity, so I don't mind the original traffic, because what happens is sometimes they show their friends and, hey, look at these dumb idiots. And then we'll get one or two people that go, but this is cool. I didn't know you're one of them idiots. And then they get unfriended, and then they join our group, and they're happy. I've seen it happen a bunch. So that's what I've been working on here.
Wow.
I got to talk to one person that works at Facebook personally a few weeks ago before we did this. And they referenced a week a few years ago where we had two different memes at the same time. They got over 10 million hits each on the business page, and we ended up with like 28 million hits in 1 week. And for the month, we got about 38 million, I think. And they said that, they pointed to that week and said, if you could do that again, you'll probably be right where the at least 25, maybe even 30,000. So we're capable of doing it. And 450 or whatever it is dollars that we got last month, that's not bad.
Right.
I'll take it. I didn't expect any of that. But obviously, it puts a fire under us to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Right. Well, you know, it's good that there's money coming in. So,
yeah. But anyway, that means we're big enough to warrant that kind of stuff.
Pretty awesome.
So, yeah, if we're at the point where we're getting $20,000 a month, I think you know what I'm going to be doing for a living.
Yeah. Well, I think that sounds like a good idea.
It's not just, like we can't do it. It's not like it's never happened. We've gotten that traffic before. It's just that we have to reclaim that. And so all these trolls with their graffiti today, it's not what I want to lean on a regular basis, but at the same time, it does get the ball rolling. And they're going to help me pay for some more advertising.
Yeah, I always love when stuff like that happens. You know, in my, my ex-spouse, funny.
Yeah, every time, if this is loud and you hear my Facebook dinging, it's because somebody said some kind of graffiti.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
So I'm doing graffiti cleanup.
My ex works this thing, and Spybook was one of his clients, and, you know, a couple of the other censorship things were some of his clients. And he traveled all over, and he accumulated a large number of airline miles. So when I would go on to do activist stuff, those miles paid for hotels, flights. It's so funny because it was secondhand, you know, because of the flights that he had when he was going to certain headquarters or whatever. But yeah, it was a kind of an interesting situation. So his miles went to fund my activist activities, because of course you don't get paid to be an activist. None of us get paid. We all pay out of our pocket to be an activist.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just always thought that was funny that in an indirect way, you know.
I can't wait to look. Probably in about 48 hours, I'll see how much money that these trolls made me today.
Hey, that's awesome. Good job.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll be honest, sometimes I go on here, okay, trolls, we're caught up. Who wants to go ahead and say something stupid to me so I can ban them? I'm waiting for you right here. And then some of them will post like fools. Oh, it's quiet. Nobody commented in over a minute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you haven't seen it before, Leslie, but there could be times before when we had 28 million hits in 1 week, and we were on Troll Patrol, and we might have 17 people going in there deleting cursing and stuff at once.
Wow.
Because they were coming in at about 24 graffiti posts a minute.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of graffiti posts. That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know.
But I promise you, though, if that happened today, you don't know how happy I would be to clean up that graffiti, because if that puts $10,000 in my pocket, I'll sit here for a whole week and clean graffiti and make $10,000 towards my organization.
I think it's amazing. It's a great organization to begin with.
Well, I try to make it fun and welcoming. I know I'm not the most perfect when it comes to like being nurturing and all that stuff, but I come from a place of experience, and people within the group fairly well know that that I'm here for the right reasons.
Right.
They know I'm not going to mess around with their money. They know I'm there all the time. and I don't have any scandals around me. Some of them might say I'm a hard ass and I'm too aggressive, but if you're an advocacy group and you're not being active with your message, then why are you there?
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. It's a really good point. I do know that right now, a lot of people are going through really hard times. The divorce seems to be extremely common right now. Everybody I know, almost everyone, is going through domestic upheavals, myself included. I've learned that there is no stoops too low in divorce games. That's about all I'm going to say about that, but you know what's been going on.
I will give you the dumbest divorce court argument of all time.
Okay.
So my one brother has, I forget how old the daughter was then, like 10 or 11. And the mom asked my brother, well, what are you doing this weekend? And my brother said, I'm minding my own business. And then walked off. She took him to court because he owned a business and refused to tell her how much money he was making.
Wow.
Obviously, the judge knew that this was just a game by the ex, and they sided with my brother, but they could do stuff like that just because they want to.
Yeah, they can, and they do. They do some really, really... You know, the thing that keeps me going is knowing that at some point I will get the opportunity to talk about my story. I can't do it right now because.
Well, I'm just happy I'm allowed to talk all about it as much as I want right now because I got. Possibly the second biggest paid in full letter of all time. So outside of your house mortgage and getting that congratulations, you made your final payment, your official last day of child support is probably the second biggest paid in full letter. And I was so happy to finally get that letter on Friday.
Well, you know, you'd been dealing with parental alienation, you know, where your children were alienated from you.
Right.
And that's, there's
14 years of payments. 14 years of not knowing when you're going to get run back up into child support court over some idiotic dumb stuff. Like, for example... back in 2010, when we started Freedomizer Radio,
right.
There was a guy that was very, very flagrantly upset and offended because he wanted my time slot, and he said that I was not worthy of having a radio show, and I should just pay the bills and let the big boys do the news. And because I refused to do that, he tried to take over the radio station.
Oh,
and
my
when
goodness.
He could not do that, him and his buddies went to all the alternative media stuff and said that they were leaving Freedomizer because I allegedly was making $60,000 every month and nobody else was getting paid.
Wow. That's a lot of money that you made, especially considering.
Yeah,
you
we had one sponsor for
money.
Like $400 a month. And that's what they said. So keep in mind, that's $720,000 a year. But I was still working a day job for $15.63 an hour. Explain that one.
Wow. So you're making a ton of money off of a radio show that you didn't even realize you were doing.
Yeah.
And you're making $15 an hour at a job that you would rather not be doing.
Right. So it gets even weirder. So every so often my ex would try to look for me on Google, and she came across one of those alternative sites that said that I was making $60,000 a month. So naturally she runs down to that courthouse and tries to get $9,800 a month in child support.
And you're making $15 an hour.
Yeah, $15.63 an hour, right. So I had to show them my PayPal, my check stub. And I even said, and the judge even understood, that if I'm making making $720,000 a year on the radio, why am I going to work a day job for $15.63 an hour? And
yeah,
why was I representing myself as opposed to not having an attorney?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're making $720,000, you should probably just represent yourself. You know, absolutely.
Yeah. So I am just so thankful that I'm not going to have any child support ever again in this lifetime and have to deal with that kind of drama.
Well, you know, the fact that you were estranged from your kids, which...
Yeah.
That's... None of it is... You know, none of that is fair.
No, of course not. But if I say something, then I get run up to court, and if I end up talking about it in the court, then I'm known as the jealous one. So I don't win.
Wow. You know, the whole situation is cruel, no matter who you are. The attorneys are not always fair, and there are certain things that people do to provoke reactions, and you know, when people act like that, it makes you wonder what the ethics of their attorney is.
Yeah.
You know, I really can't get into it, but.
No, like I said, I can because that's all in the past now, a long way in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it being in my path too. I feel like I should probably set up a something. I don't know. It's just so much not fun. So much not fun. I do not recommend. I give 0 of 5 stars. I would give no stars, negative stars. You know, I don't know. It's not fun. Not fun. I mean, that's why I wasn't on last week. But, you know.
Well, I've been there and done that.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't help if you're an activist either, because they'll try and use that against you, too.
Oh, I promise you they tried.
Oh, I'm pretty sure this is being my activism things that we had agreed on. All of a sudden, things are different.
Yeah. Well, that's
things.
What happens when you're dating a liberal. Because
you
don't agree with them. If you don't agree with them, then it becomes an issue.
You know, a comment was made to me that I can't believe how far to the right you've gone. You know what? I really haven't moved that much. I'm in the same spot. I still believe exactly what I believed a year ago. My body, my choice.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, the people that scream it the loudest were the ones that were running around with hypodermic needles trying to stab people with an unknown vial of Trusta. I believe that I don't believe I should make decisions for other people. I don't want to. I don't like borrowing tax money for genocide, and that comes in many forms. Not a fan of war games. You know, there's so much I'm just not a fan of. But there are things that I believe are good. And right now, we're just seeing an example of all that's wrong. And I really hope to see things move the other way. You know, if people wanted to go get that stupid shot, the shot of the month club, more power to them.
Yeah.
Stay away from me. You know, you and your spike proteins can go chill alone. You know, I mean, and of course 70% of the population is shot up with that stuff. So, you know, I've kind of loosened my whatever on it because I can't avoid it. I can't deny it. And, you know, I've already mourned their death. You know, I went to a funeral in February, but I spent the 10 months before she died crying over her death. I had already processed that grief. And I'm already processing the grief of quite a few people I know just dying in their sleep from sudden adult death syndrome or whatever it is that the diagnosis of the month, climate change or some other nonsense BS like that. You know, it could, because you know it's just a matter of time. Yeah, not my favorite. Apparently a lot of people are going through it. I just ran across something that I'm looking at these old ads. Giving your infant some beer. awesome. Cocaine for toothache. For your pregnant self, smoke camel.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
All right, I think I made it back. All right, I don't know what that is. Oh. That's because I have to switch out the right one.
Goodbye. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. It just said that I was disconnected, and I thought, okay. Well, that's very interesting, because today my disconnection rate so far is 1.
Hmm. Well, that was me.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were kicked off.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's your turn now.
So here's something that I learned about over the weekend.
Okay.
So Governor Grossom in California is paying for advertising in the state of Florida to try and get people to move to California again. No reasons why, nothing being offered. It's just that he's trying to get people to somehow give up freedom and go back to communism.
People in Florida would never work in California. You know.
Oh, and while he's doing his ad, he's wearing a scam.
Well, of course. You know, if you're even hard of hearing at all, which I am, and I read lips a lot, those masks are pretty awful. There's entire generations of children that cannot speak because they cannot look at people's faces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're supposed to pretend like this is perfectly fine. This is normal. Nothing to see here.
So,
you know,
and also, by the way, Governor Grossom is getting his stuff together because he thinks that he can run for president if Brandon is not running.
Oh, good luck to him.
Yeah, I guess when he won with voter fraud for the recall vote, I guess that was a sign of confidence for him.
Probably. You know,
he had to lie, cheat, and steal to get past Larry Elder in California.
You know, we were driving back to Texas when all the stay-in-place orders were falling, were right behind
us.
It was just as soon as we had gotten out of one state, you know, stay-in-place came into effect. And just as we had gotten into Texas, stay-in-place came to Texas, and everybody watched Tiger King, and we all bonded over that. And, you know, I can't help but think that got out of California at probably the best time, was only there for 8 months, and I still flew to Texas at least once a month. For anybody listening, the best tip from flying from the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, to Dallas, Texas, is to fly Southwest, fly out of San Jose, fly directly into Love Field. The flight's 30 minutes quicker, and both airports are easy to navigate. It's not like dealing with DFW and KSFO. It's cheaper too, and you know, because of the client that was paying for all of our flights. I mean, I'm telling you, I chose Southwest over flying first class. I miss it. I look at the photos of it every day, and I miss it. I loved it. It was beautiful. Wow, it sure felt restrictive. And the minute we crossed into Texas, it just felt like a wave of relief just fell over us. You know, once you have freedom, it's hard to go to lockdown.
Have a decent size of the population that would love lockdowns. China actually announced that they're going to have COVID lockdowns off and on for at least the next 5 years.
Oh, you know, that's so much more palatable than saying genocide or we're going to let our people starve to death.
Oh, it could be all of that.
I mean, it is what it is. Do you follow the, I don't know how to say it. It's spelled F-A-L-U-N-G-O-N-G.
I knew you were going to say Falun Gong.
Yes. You know, they're political prisoners, you know. They're persecuted. Their body parts are sold on the market. You know, they are murdered for their organs. You know, I pay attention. The Epoch Times, that's one of the only news sources I read, because anytime you have people that are of dissent, that are at risk, they're risking their lives to put out what they do. Anytime somebody risks their liberty, I'm going to listen to them. The same way I listen to Bobby Kennedy, because he knows that he can be sued for libel if he says the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But I've been reading about the political prisoners and how they've been and there was this one province where they went through and got DNA sample and blood sample from every person. They forced their way into homes, got forced DNA and blood samples, so just in case they were a good match for somebody needing an organ transplant. There you go. Like, we've got your organ for you, but we haven't killed that person yet. And at some point, the people are going to rise up.
Yeah. No, if they put up with 5 years of COVID lockdowns, though, I don't know at what point. Because remember what we saw a few months ago when people didn't have food for like 5 or 6 weeks. And their military paraded down the streets. And they just locked up another city of like 15 or 18 million people again for an undisclosed period of time.
Oh, because of this stupid virus.
Yeah.
That the United States paid for.
Yeah, it sounds like you're hating.
I am.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, of course. I don't agree with this. I don't agree with tax dollars being, you know, used for unlimited genocide shots.
Well, don't forget, too, we're still borrowing money from China to give to the Ukraine. And we have to pay it back.
Oh, good. Oh, we have to protect our bioweapons lab. I don't care what anyone says about Putin. I don't care about the guy. He refuses to let the Rothschild banking system come into Russia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to be vilified.
He refused to let George Soros take over his country.
Yeah, he's not going to let George Soros take over. He's kind of freaking manly, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, pictures of him without a shirt on while he's riding like a, I don't know if it's a horse
a
or
stallion
what it
of
is.
Some kind.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, you know, he is the son of Russia. Okay. You know what? If people were putting, right here in Texas, in Dallas, if people were putting bio labs right outside of Dallas, like say maybe in Garland, I would
mm-hmm.
expect the people on the border and in this city to have issues with that. The United States is paying for these bio labs in the Ukraine.
Of course we are.
That's the only reason. The only
Not
reason
just
why.
The U.S., but the U.S. taxpayer.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, it went from being, I'm wearing a mask because, yay, I don't want to get COVID, and I got 27 shots to protect myself and protect you, too. That level of arrogance is a bit. But,
We have to start a new trend here. So somebody that got all these gene therapies, they're going to be called Jamar, just like Karen.
Okay.
Well, we'll make Jamar famous.
Okay. Poor guy. You know, it's been a month since he's had a heart attack.
Did you see the latest episode with him?
No, I did not. I've kind of been wrapped up in this world where I make no rules and I must follow somebody else's rules. And that's where I'm going to...
You didn't see My Body, Not My Choice?
No, I didn't. I've been in backwards worlds.
That's okay. Well, we'll focus on this and not the other stuff.
Okie dokie. Oh, it's the millennials. How about that?
I haven't seen them
in a while.
All right, so let's do it.
Okay, I've got an ad. So.
All right, well, I can hold for a second. That's fine.
I can skip in 3, 2, 1. Close ad. All right.
Okay, so we're ready. So 3, 2, 1, action.
So I'm not going to go to Furman University at California Kingsville next semester. B. They want daily gene therapies for both COVID and the moneypox. My parent 1 and parent 2 don't think it is a good idea for me to get daily gene therapies when I already have issues every time I get one.
That sucks ass, Jamar. FUCK is a great school. They have the absolute best liberal studies.
I was thinking about going to Delaware University at Moon Beach instead. DMV is not too far from Washington, D.C. I could get a job as a staffer dude for someone's Congress team. It is not as fun as FUCK. But at least I won't have to get a moneypox gene therapy every single day. I am so tired of having heart attacks and almost dying every single week now, B.
I don't know why you bees are so worried about having heart attacks. So far, bees have 9 heart attacks. I am more worried about going to a state than banned abortions. My body, my choice is the most important thing about ourselves.
I believe in my body, my choice. That is why I think we need to have our own choice about getting these gene therapies, player.
That is why you are turning into a something that my body, my choice is only for abortions. Your ass needs to get every single gene therapy. That is not what my body, my choice is about. When the new gene therapy comes out, your punk ass needs to fin a bees is getting every single one of them tangs. And you need to be putting scans on your face when going someplace too.
I don't understand, V. Why do you fight so hard for killing babies? But if I want to go to China Mart without a scam, or go to college without getting a gene therapy because I might die, you have an issue with me having a choice on my body then?
You sound like a hypocrite and a fool, Jamar. You need to understand how my body, my choice works. You need to stop listening to Proof Negative and bosses.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. He is a bi-snitch into something Ducker for real.
He is going to say some racist hash that will make him look like a fool. My birthing partner, she hates this dude. She says the guy in the broccoli costume is not even close to a good communist. Oh, not again. I called my birthing partner the wrong gender. If she finds out I called her the wrong gender, she is going to hit me in the nutsack again with brass knuckles when I am sleeping.
I'm telling Malik the second I see they. You need to learn your lesson on how to treat them.
I am also interested in knowing how liberals don't believe that my body, my choice does not cover gene therapies or wearing scams. Because last I checked, that is on your person.
You only think that way because you are not a liberal. We are supposed to learn how to eat so and do nothing. That is how we fix climate change.
You bees is white. You are not allowed to have any my body, my choice. We black people need to bees able to kill babies.
Hey sugar, that sounds kinda racist. We need more black people living. We should not be killing each other.
That was so racist, Jamar. Why do you hate black people so much that you cannot let them kill their babies?
Dude, did you like forget that I'm black and Puerto Rican?
If you want the black community to thrive, you have to keep your babies alive. Otherwise you are killing off your own population. Just like what Margaret Sanger and the Gates Foundation wants. The globalists want depopulation right now. They want to control everyone and make everyone fight with each other.
But we need to fight with each other. You ain't black. You just some old white dude.
I apologize for my whiteness. My birthing partner is black. We want a baby and I am trying hard to get pregnant. We have to wear scams to prove our alliance with the Democrat Party. If we do not wear scam, then people might think we are considering going Republican.
That makes no sense. You would rather have a hard time breathing and also take gene therapies that give you heart attacks. Just so no one thinks you are voting for someone who is not a Democrat.
Yes, that's right.
See, I have to vote Democrat. I am black. Even if Brandon sucks, we have to vote for him because him is a Democrat. You white people have white privilege. So you can just go on and vote for like whoever. We bees is hoping that 2024 Michael Robinson Obama is the president. She's gonna win all day.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I love Michael Robinson Obama too. But there ain't no way I can vote for Brandon again, B. He does say a lot of racist hash and I don't trust him.
You take this back right now, Jim Arthur. You have to vote for Brandon. You bees is black. Unless you bees is racist now.
Why does a black person be legally required to only vote Democrat? Isn't that also his body, his choice? You can vote for whoever you want.
Also, if I went to FUCK, that school has a drag queen in every classroom. They have to read books and we have to learn about women with junk. If I want to learn about North Korean communist politics, or about business management, we have to all read books that teach about how it is okay for a dude to do stuff to little boys. I totally do not think that is appropriate at all in any classroom, player. If we want this stuff, then we should be able to go to the club and watch that kind of stuff. But totally not in a classroom for an expensive college class, B.
Jamar, you're being totally brainwashed. We need to take you to a Antifa rally. We need to totally throw bricks into Victor's offices.
Sorry, B. I like can't do that anymore. I am just not into violence. I just want to be a Democrat that is not into having a civil war. I just hate all these globalists like Bill Gates that want us all to hate and kill each other. I want to live a life without having to go to the hospital every week after I get a gene therapy.
You ain't black no more, Jim Arthur. If you don't automatically vote for Brandon, then you ain't black.
Please everyone. We have to stop fighting with each other over skin color and gender issues. We need to come together as one people so we can fight these globalists. These globalists want to microchip everyone and make everyone become vegans who eat bugs and live in studio apartments with no human contact. We cannot allow this to happen. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. He has on a lot of news commentary, great co-hosts, and excellent guests. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live so you can hear the real truth news.
Whoever listens to Proof Negative is a visitor to something occur. They are definitely not a communist like us. They only liberal studies. For shame.
All right, I hope that was okay.
Very good, yeah. And yes, you do have excellent co-host.
Oh, you caught that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm trying to throw you guys some good words in there.
Well, it's a fun show. It's a fun show. It's a fun show to do. I enjoy being co-host. And I'm actually really looking forward to filling in for you tomorrow night. So I think that's going to be an interesting show. And the co-host, I'm not sure I've met her yet. So I've kind of been in my own.
I interviewed her. We drove down to St. George to go meet her.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I just been, you know. Well, you know what? You know. You know pretty well. I think tomorrow night's going to be really, really interesting and really fun. If my kids were given the opportunity to be in a small school like where I grew up, I would not hesitate to put them in public school.
Okay.
You know? And I think that's an issue that's coming up. But, you know, I would happily move to the country and get horses and chickens and live
a barbecue grill.
Huh?
And a barbecue grill.
Yes, oh my gosh, a barbecue grill and maybe a pool.
I just can't believe that stuff like that becomes an argument.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That's the first time in my life I ever heard of a dude like get offended because the wife wants a grill.
Yeah, I enjoy grilled food. I grew up in the country. Every Sunday growing up, my parents grilled outside.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, my parents never grilled, but my parents were vegetarians.
Well, you know, one of the best things we would eat was we'd take a Vidalia onion and put it in aluminum foil, which I know aluminum foil, you really shouldn't be cooking in it or whatever, but it was good. So it was good. So you take the Vidalia
roasted
onion.
Garlic sometimes. So you need the tinfoil for the roasted garlic, unfortunately.
You know, the onion, cut it up, you know, like a blooming onion. You put butter and Worcestershire sauce on there. And then you put it on you wrap it in foil. And you can get gluten-free Worcestershire sauce because that's how I make my spinach. I use butter and Worcestershire sauce when I'm sauteing my spinach. It's really good. So, yeah, you know, we do that. We have all the, you know, instead of doing shrimp kebabs, you know, we just put it on a big pan and cook that, and it would have the grilled fruits and grilled chicken, and I can't eat beef or pork because I have alpha gal. But you know, my parents were all ate steaks, or they'd make ribs or something, and it was every Sunday, and we did this in the summer. And I think about how good that food was and how nourished my soul felt. And I love grilled food. You know, some Brussels sprouts on the grill. Hey, yeah, let's do that. Anything. I love grilled food. But apparently I like to spray paint things so that it matches. I love to go to thrift stores and repurpose things. And apparently, how dare I ask for a grill? And that's probably all I should say. But, there just comes a time when it seems like somebody's looking for reasons to argue and fight. Grill, kiddie pool, you know. Such things, you know. Yeah. Not my favorite. You know, I'm praying for a miracle, and I'll accept the miracle however it happens.
Did you see Jeff Bezos slamming Brandon for his economic policies?
You know, he spent a lot of money to get him elected. I'm pretty sure he's got some buyer's remorse going on right now.
Yeah, and now they're calling him a right-wing extremist because he is telling everybody that Brandon has no clue how economics works. You still have the average Antifa person out there saying that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, they just need to have their taxes raised 25-30%. But they don't know how that works.
You know,
when I try to explain it online, I get these radical commies that tell me that's not how the economy works. And I'll explain that if Brandon and Pocahontas and all them tax Jeff Bezos 20% of everything he was discussing, then guess what? Jeff Bezos would raise his Amazon Prime by 30%.
Right.
Because, hold on, I'm trying to download a video here. Because he knows that he's rich. He's not just going to pay that by himself. He can get the public to pay for that plus some. So
right.
That we all pay the tax. But somehow liberals don't think that Jeff Bezos would be allowed to raise his rates if he gets taxed 25%.
You know,
they think that he's not allowed to do that.
You know, I think there's a lot of buyer's remorse with Biden. I have seen in polls where...
Yeah, but not enough buyer's remorse.
Huh?
Not enough buyer's remorse.
But you know what? I mean, you just add him to the new right-wing loonies. You know, the same place where Russell Brand is. I love listening.
If you don't think that Brandon is doing great with the economy, which... What did we say earlier? He has a 12% approval rating, including with a lot more Democrats than Republicans. So even Democrats are saying that this wasn't the economy they dreamed of. So everybody in the United States now is a right-wing extremist?
You know, these are just people being who they authentically are, who they were before they voted, and now they've got buyer's remorse. And I'll say it again. I don't really think that who is selected as president, in no way do I think they are
okay. So here's the challenge.
You know, I
think
they're just
uploaded a clip here, so I'm just in case you're wondering if I'm doing something. But go ahead.
Well, you know, I think we've got the. With the money that are controlling everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have those people. So while we have those people.
All right, so, yeah, we lost her. We could play one more commercial clip here. So I'll do just one last round of ads for the night. We'll be right back, everybody.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View radio show on Freedomizer Radio every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time they eat.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
MaxStream Sports was founded to make the healthy even more healthy and to prevent disease. When one is sick, it makes life hard. MaxStream products are an excellent, great-tasting way for optimal health. During the pandemic, we found ingredients that were the most effective for fending off the virus. MaxStream Prevent contains vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin. If zinc is present in the cells, viruses and bacteria will not be able to live. Quercetin is a zinc ionosphore. It increases the effects of zinc in the cell. Quercetin has strong antiviral properties, and taking quercetin with zinc pushes the zinc into the center of cells where the zinc can stop viruses from reproducing. These products have very simple ingredients. Nothing that is not needed is added. Non-GMO, no sugar, no calories, made in the USA, sweetened with monk fruit, and only the highest quality ingredients are used. Get yours today. MaxStreamSports.com. MaxStreamSports.com. That is MaxStreamSports.com.
You are listening to the Proof Negative Radio Show live on freedomizerradio.com.
To get into one more thing at the very least here. So the Attorney General Merrick Garland is discussing putting up a social credit score system in the United States to match China because, well, that's what the 81 million Brandon voters want. So I want to play this for everybody.
The actions that the department is taking to advance environmental justice. First, consistent with the president's executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad, we are issuing a comprehensive environmental justice enforcement strategy. Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta will discuss that strategy in just a moment. Second, I'm pleased to announce that we are launching the Justice Department's first ever Office of Environmental Justice, to oversee and help guide the Justice Department's wide-ranging environmental justice efforts.
Holy Moses. So the Department of Justice now has a group of environmental ministers, environmental judge dreads going out there? They're not in the EPA. They're in the Department of Justice, just like the Ministry of Truth was put in the DHS. Ladies and gentlemen, why are they establishing all of these new ministries, the Truth Ministry, the Environmental Ministry? Why are they establishing them all in bodies with law enforcement power, the DOJ and the DHS? I know you know the answer. Because what do they have that other entities may not have? Subpoena power. That's right. You're an airline. They don't like your environmental policy. You're not flying your planes on battery power. Don't laugh. You're not flying your planes on battery power. Maybe they'll subpoena your records. Wouldn't be a real shame, too, if that stuff leaked. Everybody got a hold of your business plans and all that stuff. Oh, that would never happen. Really? Really? Then can you explain this conveniently at the exact same time? You ever notice how I put these things together, how they all seem to be planned because they are? You think this was an accident? Here is Biden's environmental czar, another incompetent zero, Gina McCarthy, giving a speech the other day, not hiding it at all. This is the environmental overlord here, suggesting that, listen, you don't listen to us, man, about this environmental stuff, and you're an airline or something, you're out of here. Her words, not mine. You think this was a mistake? Check this out.
We have solutions that can deliver. We're actually going to do 100 rules this year alone on appliances. Just like you asked. We are developing partnerships on how we work together for new building standards, even for sustainable airlines. Who'd have thunk that they'd be all in, but they better be or they're going to be out of here.
Who talks like that?
Yeah.
They better be or they're out of here. Who talks like that? These jackbooted thugs in our government. Who talks like that? The answer is leftists, tyrant thugs. This is thug government right here. You think it's a mistake Gina McCarthy gives that speech? That jackbooted thug disgusting speech by this filth in our government attacking people, good hardworking people and companies in this country? Who the talks like that? Thugs talk like that. This is a consent of the people government. Read the freaking Constitution, you dipwads. Who talks like that? You think it's a mistake the Department of Justice is going to be running this new environmental ministry of truth? You think it's a mistake Nina Jankowski works for the DHS. Subpoena power, folks. Produce your records or else. Or you're out of here. You think this is all an accident? They've realized right now they've given up on any attempted policy change that would fix all of the multitude of problems in the United States. That part's over. They've destroyed this place. Now they want to burn it to the ground.
Yeah, so just last week, the Supreme Court ruled that Brandon just can't keep shutting down oil pipelines. And he can't just give powers, like executive powers, to all these agencies that they're trying to do. Like, well, what do they try to do? They tried to give OSHA the ability to arrest people for not scam wearing.
Right.
And it's things like that. If something is not constitutional, they said that you can't just pass it off to another agency. And part of that was in regards to the oil pipelines that Brandon was about, and I don't know if he still is. He might close the largest pipeline in the United States. Remember, Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico went offline last week. And you have Brandon going to Saudi Arabia begging for oil. And then he's going to pay a premium to go to Iran and Venezuela, who know that he's desperate, so they're going to charge him way more than they would on a regular basis.
Hmm.
But somehow the liberals are happy.
Makes no sense. This is crazy world.
Yeah, there's some people out there that still think Brandon runs things and him and Kamala are doing everything in their power to make their lives better, and their lives are better somehow when they're making less money and spending five times more. I don't know how it makes their life better, but they honestly believe it because it's better to have $6 a gallon and not know where your next meal is coming from rather than have $1.92 a gallon gas and some mean tweets.
I'll take mean tweets. I'll take mean tweets for 200, please, Alex.
Yeah, but that's not what a radical leftist would say, though.
Oh, my God. You know, the party has gone. I agree with Elon Musk. It used to be the party of help and kindness. But no, it's not. It's a party of strict adherence. It's a party of it's become a religion.
Well, that's what it is. It's about compliance. It's not about what helps you.
It's about the ones that can follow the rules the best.
Yeah, wait until next year when they try to get people to eat the bugs. And you have to say it as eat the bugs.
I'm a country girl. I'll throw this one out. Dehydrated grasshoppers are not as bad as you think they are. Oh my God, I sound so hick. But, you know, yeah, I mean, you should be eating bugs and lentils because you make under $300,000 a year.
Well, I'm not hating on you for liking bugs. I just don't want them forced down my throat.
No, no, you don't. No, you really don't.
All right, well, we got like 11 minutes. I don't know what
okay.
else you feel like doing tonight.
Well, you know what? Here's a little off topic, but really awesome. I listened to this cover. I'll send it to you. It's a funk cover of the song Firework by Katy Perry. I don't know if you've heard it or not. But
I know the song.
I'll
let you keep that one, though.
I posted it. I'll tag you on this. But you know what? It's a funk.
You'll tag me,
cover.
And I'll just untag it. That's fine.
But it's a guy, and he's singing it, and it sounds good. Like, I don't like the Katy Perry version. I like this, though. Very cool. I love great covers. I listened to it because I don't really care for Katy Perry. But I liked this. Very cool sound. Very funk. Very fresh. Really nice spin on it. You know, if you ever do a music show on good covers, I could give you a good 12 good covers that are just brilliant. Like Lay Lady Lay, covered by Ministry. It's a Bob Dylan song, which I kind of think it sucks.
You could play Love Spit Love with How Soon Is Now or Orgy with Blue Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, yeah. Yeah, those are great covers. Major Tom, covered by the female band. I'm trying to remember who they are. The David Byrne cover of Heroes. I mean, I just have a whole team. Huh?
The Wallflowers?
No, David Byrne covered the song Heroes. It's in Choir. Yeah, the Wallflowers did too. But the David Byrne, that song makes me cry. I hear it, I feel it, it resonates within me and I cry because it's beautiful. But the David Byrne version, I'll have to send it to you. It's beautiful. You know, you ever do a show on covers? Really good covers. You know, I will say that I liked the Korn version of Another Brick in the Wall, but the story behind that, Roger Waters' father was killed when he was when his mom was 6 months pregnant with him in World War II. So the Another Brick in the Wall Part One, you know, Daddy, what did you leave for me? Daddy, what you leave behind for me? All in all, you know, it's just another brick in the wall. Because of the rawness that he sings that song with, I don't think anybody can replicate that. Now, I like the Korn version, but because...
Let me ask you this. Did you ever hear the Korn version of Word Up by Cameo?
Yes, I loved it. Absolutely.
One of my favorite covers, and I don't know if I could use this. I would have to use, maybe I would do a show on the other end where you're playing the covers and you had no idea that it was a remake. One of my favorites is, you know Hall & Oates, of course. One of my favorite songs ever is Family Man.
Okay.
That is a cover.
Wow. You know, I liked, may God have Vinny and Daryl rest in peace. I miss Vinny. But Pantera did a cover of Planet Caravan, which was that band Ozzy Osbourne was in before he just became Ozzy. It's a cover. Have you ever heard Brass Against sing Killing
No.
in the Name of?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's a female singing it. And it's better than anything Rage Against the Machine can do. It is brilliant. And, of course, I've seen Peter Murphy 6 times. He would be a good one for your one-hit wonders kind of thing. I've seen him in concert 6 times. He covers a David Bowie song at the end of every show. That's pretty amazing. The Johnny Cash version of Hurt. Pat Boone was neighbors with Vinny, and he put out a whole CD of covers. And I just remember sitting at Vinny's house and listening to it. And so that's kind of fun. And, of course, it made me sad. His house sold for about $750,000. And I really think it should have been sold to a fan that would turn it into something like Graceland or something, but it got demolished. It makes me sad because I think of all the people I know that knew him. And I think if we would have contributed a little bit of money, we probably could have bought that house and turned it into like a tourist thing like Graceland or like what they're doing to Paisley Park in Minnesota for Prince. You know, I mean, I have a million memories in that house. I'm really excited about this music show for you because I think that you're the perfect person for this. I'm always here as a source of music because, of course, you and I we're on the same wavelength.
Coming up next, the story of what? Well, we'll see. I could always possibly use some new songs, but I know quite a bit too.
Oh, of course you do. Of course you do. Well, you know, when we first started talking, we realized that a mutual friend. You know, someone that you knew and that I knew that when his name is brought up, he's kind of like an Easter egg in my life. When his name is brought up, I know I'm going to be friends with this person. And it's just some crazy history. I think I'll probably email him tonight. See what happens. If his email is still active. So, there's a lot to look forward to. I'm super excited. Tomorrow's going to be a fun show. You know, pretty soon I'd like to have Blake Miller on. I've had Ozone twice, and it has changed my life. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I am a lot clearer in my thoughts.
Well, and you're here.
Yeah, and I'm here. How about that? We haven't detoured on too many detours as usual.
Oh, but not doing detours wouldn't really work for this show. This show is all about detours.
I love the detours.
But, yeah, I'm definitely, the ozone is making a big difference. I want to shout out to Blake Miller in Frisco. Look him up if you're listening and you need some ozone. You need some ozone help. I think what he did for me was, I would say, comparable to what I had at my osteopath's office. Now, hers was a little more tricky, you know, because the blood went through UVC light before it went back into my body. But the healing power of ozone is amazing. My Lyme is now in cyst form, and which means it's inert at this time. So I've got to go in with some biofilm busters and get aggressive with the remaining Lyme. But, you know, doing this ozone is the holy grail. Absolutely holy grail. Oh, and I have a good friend of mine. He sings, usually some jazz music, but we are welcome to play any of his music.
Okay.
Old friend of mine. Known him since I was 16 years old.
Okay.
We used to cheat death together on the weekends. So,
all right.
And we both turned into fine adults. And he's amazing, and he's in line with everything we do on this show. So he would actually be a good guest.
Hey, I don't mind booking him. That's fine.
Okay, you know what? So I think I'll message him tonight.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being here. Everyone else, we'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show here, but go tomorrow. Hold on to the handrail. Keep the live member. Only you and Prince Forest Fires. Negative. I am.
I started one of my most recent Timberwolves videos.